May Allah bless and keep you safe. Keep you safe. May Allah bless and keep you safe.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah. My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in Silsila Secrets of Health. Alhamdulillah, in this program we talk about those secrets which can improve our health. And fasting is one of the biggest secrets of health. Inshallah, this is what we are trying to discover, how fasting helps us to improve our well-being and our health. And in our last episode, this was an introductory episode, we covered, alhamdulillah, the relationship between modern science and the health, and a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, a bit of the historical background of fasting too. Today, in specific, we're going to talk about inflammation and fasting. What is all this about? You have to watch from start to end. Before we proceed ahead towards our topic, let's make few good intentions. Why? Many Islamic brothers, intentions are very important. If you don't make any intention, then you're not rewarded for that particular deed or any permissible task. And if you make more intentions, then you can multiply the reward, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. And my Shaykh al-Tariqat, Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Daman Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, has given us a mindset that always make intentions, because it is a saying of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. Intention of a believer is better than his actions. And there is another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in Bukhari Sharif, the very first hadith, and part of that hadith is إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. Actions are based upon intentions. Dear Islamic brothers, inshallah, we make this intention that we'll deliver this program for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And inshallah, you can make this intention, you will be with us. From start till end, you will learn. And inshallah, you will act upon the advices given by our professional doctor, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, or whatever we learn from this program, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. So today's topic is fasting and inflammation. Let's go towards our guest today. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Darsan, how are you doing? You okay?
Alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen, ala kulli hal.
MashaAllah, welcome again. And we would like to thank you again that MashaAllah, you've given your precious time once again. And inshallah, I hope the way last episode, viewers of Madani Channel benefited from your talk today, inshallah, they'll do that again. Doctor, before I ask you that, what is actually inflammation and how would you relate that to fasting later on? But why did you choose this topic? And before that, when you explain that, why did you choose this topic, please also help us to understand the basic definition of inflammation. Let's start from this.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So, the main reason why I chose inflammation as a topic is that this is something which one vast majority wouldn't know what inflammation is. And to actually step further, that fasting can help with inflammation is certainly something which I suspect for most of our viewers may have been a complete surprise. But inflammation really is the backbone of all the serious conditions which we see around the world. So we know that chronic disease is the major burden for global health. And all of that is primarily driven by this concept of inflammation. So we'll elaborate on that further. But in terms of the medical understanding and definition of inflammation, so it is a very old word, and it comes from original Greek explanations, where the inflammation is defined by four main things: calor, rubor, dolor, and loss of function. So calor is heat, rubor is redness, dolor is pain, and then fourth, swelling. And some researchers would add loss of function, which I mentioned earlier, also is the fifth component. So when you have this constellation of these four or five things, this is the combination, that is, we would call it inflammation.
Right.
And this inflammation, it can be physiological, or in other words, helpful for us. And as we would discuss later, that it can also be injurious to us
right.
when it becomes chronic. So when does that happen? We'll inshallah Zawadil discuss.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Also, the second question, because that's very important to understand, that for the layman, for our viewers of Madani Channel, they aren't aware of the medical terms. When we're talking about inflammation. How would you simplify this for further understanding for a layman, for a normal person? What sorts of diseases or problems, if they occur in our body, then we may feel that this is due to inflammation or this is something related to inflammation?
Yeah.
How would you explain?
So the common example we can understand with, which is usually self-subsiding, and that is, in common words, we call it sore throat. But if you look at the medical word for that, so that is pharyngitis. Now, pharyngitis, so pharynx is that part of the throat which we see if we open our mouth wide, right at the back. And then, usually in the context of a viral infection, so a virus hits the lining of our throat, and that, in order for the body to try and clear that virus, it becomes inflamed. So what we see, even with children or adults, is that we see our throat, it is painful when we pass, when we try to swallow something.
Right.
If you look at it, especially when you go to the doctor for a checkup, they look at the back of our throat through a tongue depressor, and they see that it's red, it's swollen. It's painful, and if we were able to touch it, we would know that it is hot. So there's a heat coming from it.
Right.
And as a result, what is happening is that we are not able to swallow properly, which is the main purpose. So there is an element of loss of function. So that is...
That's very common.
Exactly.
Sore throat is very common.
Absolutely. Right. So that is basically this concept of acute inflammation.
Right.
Now, in most people, it would subside itself, but that is one way to understand it. And then the word itis, so this is again comes from the Greek. So the word itis, whenever the word finishes with itis, it means inflammation. So itis, itis means inflammation. So inflammation of pharynx, pharyngitis, inflammation of the voice box, laryngitis, inflammation of the joint, which I would specialize in, arthritis. So you can see how there is a...
disease is called linked up, isn't it?
Absolutely.
That's
absolutely.
Why you chose it.
Exactly. So inflammation is really, as I said, really the backbone. So this is where it is, the inflammation of that particular organ, which, as I said, can be helpful, but it can also cause long-term problems, and that's where fasting is
managed. Can it be ever bad inflammation?
So, yeah, so this was the inflammation we were discussing, this was acute inflammation.
Okay.
So that is the commonest type.
There are some types as well.
That's right.
So first elaborate the types, please.
Yeah. So this was acute inflammation.
Okay.
So as we know that we were hit by, let's say, a virus, we got this sore throat, and we took some simple analgesics, and after 3 or 4 days, it settles down. So this is the acute inflammation. Now, exactly. So the important thing here is that for this acute inflammation is that this is necessary for us to be able to clear that infection. So the reason why body initiated that response in the form of inflammation was to try and clear the actual reason why the infection started. So be it a virus or a bacteria, for example.
Mm-hmm.
But then there is also the second type, which is chronic inflammation.
Right.
So the chronic inflammation is that any all the things which I mentioned in the definition, if they persist way beyond a normal, healthy immune system response would allow it to, means that is called chronic. And based on different conditions, it will be different. So, for example, for arthritis, the understanding is that anything longer than 6 weeks would be chronic inflammation. If it is back pain related to inflammation, anything longer than 3 months, same would perhaps be the case for liver, so hepatitis. So anything longer than 3 months. So the time frames would be different, but the concept is the same, is that when the inflammation was supposed to finish, and it didn't, and it continued for longer time, then that would be called chronic inflammation.
So my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, we are talking about inflammation and fasting. Doctor, what about cut or bruise? Sometimes you see we've got that. Is there something involved or any link with inflammation in this regard also or not?
So, yeah, so mashallah, so that's the prime example of how beautiful the creation of human body is. That if we get a simple cut, we need inflammation to be able to recover. So what's basically happening is that, let's say on a skin, and the skin split open. So now in order for that skin to heal, the scar to come, or the scab over that area where it had infection or it had a cut, and the bleeding to stop, what we really need is that inflammatory process. So what would happen is that body would send this huge army of cells which would go and try and clear out, if they were, because the barrier has been broken, a bug could have entered. So it would go ensure that there is no bug, clear it out, and then would allow the reparative process. So the repair would start. And so what has happened in the first phase, that it sent the army to try and clear out all the whatever wrong there might be. And then comes the reparative phase, which would start the healing process. And then the skin would heal. So if we didn't have that inflammation, then actually that scar could never heal.
So it's a blessing.
It is a blessing, absolutely. And I think that's where, again, it is important for us to is that is obviously the medical explanation, but it also tells us about the beauty of Allah Ta'ala's creation. That every single thing which is happening in our body is for a reason. And that's where we must stay thankful to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala as well.
MashaAllah. Many Islamic brothers, what a beautiful point. Thankfulness. That is very, very important. We need to be thankful to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala about the blessings Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given us. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, normally we are very unthankful. We do not recognize the favors of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But if you want to do that, then ask from a blind person, what is the worth of these eyes? Ask from that devotee of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, who goes to Madinatul Nabi, zadahallahu shirfan wa ta'zima, and stands in front of Gumbad Khazra, but he cannot see because he doesn't have the eyesight, he's blind. Ask him, how does it feel like? Ask if you want to know the worth of these eyes. The blessing of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala from that father whose daughter comes and says to him that, Daddy, look, how am I looking today on the day of Eid when he cannot see his own daughter? Ask that from that individual who doesn't have legs, how hard it is to catch a bus or go out for shopping or to work. Dear Islamic brothers, if you don't recognize the favors of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and then you don't know how are you breathing, ask from the person who's got asthma, how it feels like when there is an attack of asthma. We're talking about diseases, we're talking about health. So we should know the functioning of our body, how we are breathing, how we are eating, how is the digestion is working, and complete body. And then if we get any cut or bruise, how does it all heal up? And how this inflammation helps our body to recover. Alhamdulillah, this is what has been beautifully explained. So shouldn't we be thankful to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala? Yes, we should do, and we should always be thankful to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, because when we do shukr, the blessings, they alhamdulillah come more and more. So we should never ever be unthankful to the favors of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Thanking is very important. We need to be thankful upon the favors of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala.
So that actually reminds me that, you know, so when we get this, which Allah Ta'ala has given us an opportunity for our body to heal, so instead of actually thanking Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, unfortunately what we see is that, you know, we were walking outside, we hit a stone on the road, and the first thing we say is a word which we shouldn't have said. You know, something which is certainly ungrateful, but even might actually be leading us to a sin.
And for just the foul language we use.
Exactly, the foul language, the abusive language which we might use. So that reminds me the incident of Sayyidina Fateh Musli rahmatullahi ta'ala, his wife, who whilst working, suddenly her nail got stuck somewhere and it got half broken. Oh. So if person, you know, perhaps like me, and then, you know, we,
straight
all the bad, exactly, absolutely,
whatever comes in,
whatever comes in our mouth. But at that moment, she started smiling. And someone,
thank sugar to Allah.
Exactly. So, and she, so someone asked her and said, well, why are you smiling? This is a moment of pain. And you are, so, and you're smiling. She said, I forgot the pain of the broken nail, but what I remembered was all the reward Allah Ta'ala is giving me for putting me through this little test. So this was the, you know, this was how they used to think. And that's how
our pious predecessors, how they were thankful, subhanAllah. What a beautiful parable, mashallah, Rasul has just mentioned now. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, we need to be thankful to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. In every condition, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala keeps us. We need to be thankful to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And we should not forget the other blessings, what we are enjoying in our life. Alhamdulillah, we're eating, we're breathing, we're healthy, we're living a healthy lifestyle. There are many unfortunate ones. They don't have those blessings. They don't have those favors. But Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has blessed us. So we need to be thankful. And also thanking should not only be from our mouth. You see, mashallah, you've very beautifully clarified a point that sometimes we are unthankful and we utter such words which should not be said at that moment of pain or test. But we do so. We should avoid them. At the same time, some people have got an understanding that we should say thanks to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala just by uttering words. Alhamdulillah. You see, so they keep saying Alhamdulillah, and we're always thankful, we do shukr. But there is another important shukr, the shukr which is from your heart. You see, something when you feel and you're grateful to somebody, and then you say, I'm thankful to you, but this thanks are coming from my heart. That is the true essence of shukr. That's how we should do shukr to the court of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And that shukr should come from our heart. The essence of thanking Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And the second is through our body parts. If Allah has given me a healthy eyesight, so I should watch Kaaba Sharif through my eyes. I should watch Gumbad-e Khazra through my eyes. I should watch the Madani channel through these eyes. And I should look at the blessed face of my mother through these eyes, my father through these eyes. And I should gain blessings and I should gain barakah and reward through these eyes, rather than using them in films and dramas and watching those scenes which are not permitted by Sharia and Islam. In the same way, our body parts should be thankful in the court of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala by offering salah. You see, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has given us, and by fasting,
exactly.
If this body Allah has given us, we should follow the commandments of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. But unfortunately, we are quite often insan or human being is unthankful. This is unfortunate, but we need to be thankful. So, Doctor, we've just talked about that the types of information, and alhamdulillah, you've given a beautiful example of cut and bruise and other forms of information, and in particular, acute information. And now, can you please give us a bit of the very simple examples for our viewers of Madani Channel? What is chronic inflammation?
So I think that feeds in quite nicely into where the role of fasting would be very clear to our audience. So, chronic inflammation, so as we just heard, the acute inflammation, it tells us about, you know, that there is something wrong in our body. Our body responds to that appropriately, and that problem is resolved. So imagine, as you were giving some beautiful examples, imagine if someone had, and there are people like that who I would say, so who would put their finger in fire, and if they had no pain, which is also part of the inflammation, then their finger would be burnt. So actually that pain is a protective mechanism. So that inflammation has allowed us to recognize that it's fire and to move a finger away. And there are people who wouldn't have this, you know, this sense of, to, because their nerve endings are so damaged that they're not able to appreciate that heat and they could end up. And that's why we have to give them protective measures. So, but I guess coming back to the chronic inflammation. So this is where what has happened is that process, when the acute attack happened, whether it was of an infection or if it was of anything which has caused some disarray in our body system, the acute inflammation process is that we got this army of what we call pro-inflammatory cytokines. So these are these chemicals which would go attract this army of white cells or of our immune system.
Right.
would try and clear that acute insurgency, so, and whatever that acute trigger was. And then the anti-inflammatory phase will kick in, which is trying to resolve this whole process. So Allah Ta'ala has given this beautiful equilibrium and balance of pro-inflammation followed by pro-resolution or anti-inflammation. Chronic inflammation is that this anti-inflammatory switch hasn't kicked in. So the body recognized there is a problem. It went to clear it, but it could be an autoimmune problem. So the immune system itself has gone wrong and has started this process. But the switch hasn't been turned on for the pro-resolution phase. And that would then lead to this chronic inflammation. So conditions which people would, I'm sure, reconcile with are chronic hepatitis. So hepatitis is a global issue. It's particularly hepatitis B and C. So again, we have got the word itis. So hepa means liver. Yeah. Itis means inflammation. So it's a liver inflammation happened because of a particular virus. In this case, the virus hepatitis B or C. And that inflammation is just not going away. So what's happening is that we're constantly getting damage to our liver. So this is perhaps with an infection. But what we are now seeing, particularly in the Western world, what's on rise is alcoholic hepatitis. So because of the effects of alcohol, and it has come to a stage where there are more women being affected by alcoholic hepatitis than men, when it was always thought to be a predominantly male problem. So now nobody is safe from this, and we're seeing problems of that related to that. Smoking. And that causing inflammation in our lungs, which then ultimately can lead to cancer. So if we go down right to the biology of cancer, it has again started with chronic inflammation. So you can see the whole range. Something which we are doing to our cells in the form of smoking or alcohol, and something which is happening ultimately leading that to cancer, which obviously so many people would be worried about.
Beautifully, viewers of Madan Channel today, many of us, those they're watching, and they did not know about the fact that inflammation is also something very important, factor in our health. You see, we know hepatitis, we know about cancer, we know about liver disease, we know about other dysfunctioning of our body and health issues. But what is the core cause of all these issues? Alhamdulillah, Dr. Saab has brought our attention towards that. That's very important for us and very informative for us today. Yes, Doctor, you have brought a very important point into discussion that nowadays men and women both are being inflicted and they are having problems of alcoholic related illnesses, and especially regarding inflammation as you're talking about, and that's leading to very, very serious illnesses like cancer, as you mentioned. I was reading a research that there is a very huge percentage which is in the UK, the hospitals, the patients, they are present there, they've got alcoholic related illnesses. Because of them, they are admitted.
That's right.
So how would you...
Absolutely. So, I mean, at the moment, it is a major issue across the Western world. And that is how to curb alcohol-related problems. And the alcohol problems, they're not just limited to liver. So this was one example of alcoholic hepatitis. But what's actually happening is that people are getting chronic liver diseases as a result of alcohol misuse over a prolonged period of time. But if we look at right from the beginning of alcohol-related accidents, driving issues which are happening under the influence of alcohol, then alcohol, which is particularly where there are issues, especially in the eastern part of the world, where there are issues of adulterated alcohol, so it's mixed with something else, and that is causing blindness and sight loss. And then we have alcohol-related cardiomyopathy. So this is where the heart has given up because of the injurious effects of alcohol. And then we come to the liver, and then we have issues where it can affect the kidney. So any organ. So brain, where we're getting this states of stupor, where people are getting encephalopathy, and that is all because of chronic alcohol misuse. So the list goes on and on. So that is why, you know, our beautiful deen has explained that this is Ummul Khaba'ith. Sure. This is the mother of all evils.
Sure. Sure.
And that is where we, you know, our teachings are so pure and so perfect.
Sure.
That why not just cut the problem right at its root?
Right.
Don't go near alcohol.
Don't even step into the door. Just close the door.
Absolutely. And then you are, you know, you would potentially avoid all these calamities which come as a result.
MashaAllah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, I would like to explain here the point that Islam has asked us to fast in the month of Ramadan. What is the essence of fasting? What is one of the hikmah or the wisdom behind fasting? Ulama, scholars of Islam, they have mentioned that one of the reasons we should fast and the wisdom behind the ulama they have mentioned is that we should develop an understanding that if Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has asked us to stop eating or drinking, which is halal for us, all the food which is in front of us or in our fridge and freezers, that is halal for us to eat. But we have been asked not to eat from a certain time to the certain time. So we do not eat because it is the order of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So this is an understanding which we are asked and practiced throughout the month of Ramadan, whole month, to in order to make and in order to develop this understanding, if Allah has ordered not to touch halal to a restricted time, then we should avoid it because it's order of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So if halal is to be forbidden or not to be touched upon the order of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then what about haram, which is haram in Ramadan, which is haram in other than Ramadan, which is haram at all times? So dear Islamic brothers, if we leave eating halal foods upon the order of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then we should, rather we must leave haram because that is also the order of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And that is the basic understanding of taking some lesson from this Ramadan al-Kareem. And this message is very, very, you see, obvious for us to know that if we can stop doing halal during the month of Ramadan, then we should leave in Ramadan and other than Ramadan the haram at all times. So if we understand this, then we will never ever touch alcohol. We have heard how many diseases were mentioned. They are alcoholic related illnesses. And dear viewers of Madani Channel, we are Muslim, inshallah azza wa jal, we must not go near to it. And inshallah, it will not give us the benefits in the hereafter by acting upon the orders of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, but definitely it will give us a health benefits. And there are so many chronic diseases we will be saved, and inshallah azza wa jal, one of them or many of them we are discussing today in this topic. The doctor, what do you further would like to explain on this topic?
So I think coming to the key the crux of the problem, I guess, is that with chronic inflammation, be it for any reason, what we need to also understand is that it is the chronic inflammation which leads to cardiovascular disease.
Sure.
So the heart attacks, yeah, the strokes, they could be all related to that. So there is plenty of evidence now that with fasting, there are some surrogate markers which tell us that it is controlling inflammation. So we discussed at length about what are the harms of chronic inflammation. But here Allah Ta'ala has given us a solution. And so this is what the science is proving now. So, for example, there are some blood tests which we do when we get inflammation. So if somebody has chronic inflammation, we usually measure inflammatory markers. So CRP or C-reactive protein is one example. And there has been a lot of studies shown that even if people fast just for 5 to 10 days, there have been several studies like that, for that short period of time, you measure their CRP level before they fasted, and then you measure it after. And the CRP level has already reduced just by fasting. So there was, certainly people who have got medical interests would know that there was a very famous study on cardiovascular disease. And it was shown that even if you reduce your CRP from 4 to 2, it had a substantial, statistically significant benefit to ischemic heart disease, because you were reducing the burden of inflammation. So here, fasting is demonstrating that everything else being equal, your inflammatory markers are reduced by fasting. That's one example. And the second thing which I mentioned about this pro-resolution phase of inflammation, which is helping with the repair of the body and the healing. So again, there have been very good studies where they looked at skin ulcers. So it's a major issue, particularly in the older geriatric populations, where they can get the skin breaks and then they get an ulcer. And just by fasting, so everything else being equal, just by fasting, they had much quicker healing of that skin ulcer compared to those who didn't fast. So these are just two of several examples which are benign conditions, but actually helped by fasting, and gives us that, again, that evidence that fasting is actually doing something internally to us by reducing the burden of inflammation.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, again, hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, fast and you will be getting health. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, according to this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and today Dr. Sam has beautifully proven that how the chronic diseases, how the inflammation can be reduced and alhamdulillah can be minimized and can be healed through fasting. And this is through studies, this is through a medical science research, this has been proven. And alhamdulillah, you all have understood. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us understanding that we fast for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and definitely we will get the other benefits which are related by fasting, which Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has kept them secret for us. But now today, the science has opened many venues for us to understand and go deep down and see that whatever ibadah, whatever worship Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given us, it doesn't only have the spiritual side of benefits, and alhamdulillah, upon following the orders of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the benefits you will get in this world and hereafter, but there are so many other related benefits to our well-being and health. Keep watching the Madani channel and keep reciting Salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. Inshallah, finally, I'll ask the last question from our Dr. Sal, that what is our next topic in upcoming episode?
Inshallah, then, in the next episode, as we've been discussing about the chronic inflammatory burden leading to ischemic heart disease, and that's why a lot of emphasis of research has been directed towards how to control inflammation. So related to that, inshallah, we'll discuss the benefits of fasting on the health of our hearts. So especially those who want to know more about heart diseases in particular and how fasting can help, it will be a golden opportunity for them to join us.
Very good. Dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, don't forget to watch the next episode. Keep watching Madani channel. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
May Allah bless and keep you safe. Keep you safe, may Allah bless and keep you safe.